Minnesota's dairy farmers are implementing new technology to improve their farms. University of Minnesota Extension hosted a tour of a McIntosh dairy farm today to take a closer look at those updates. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
It was a dairy tour like the one I'm on today that got Golden Sunrise dairy owner Tim Rolfe interested in making updates to the family dairy. The work began on a new barn in 2018, and by 2020, the dairy cows moved into the new facility.
It's definitely a big investment, but we figure now we're set up for years down the road. Who knows, I guess, how long all the technology, but technology continues to keep changing. But part of it, we just felt we, big investment, but also the rewards. And felt we weren't getting the production out of our cows in the old facility part of it. So we felt we needed to get to that three-time, four-time milking, but also give them better.
The Rolfe family has invested in at least three robotic milkers, a few feeders, and robotic manure cleaners, similar to manure Roombas. We've seen all of these tools in action in McIntosh today. Tim's son, David, is also part of the dairy. David has a big interest in the robotics, which he considers the future of the dairy industry.
I guess I like the Vector quite a bit. I mean, I like the milkers too, I guess. I mean, it's all been amazing improvement, and it's amazing what it does, and you know, all the production increase we've gotten. You know, we were about averaging about 60 to 65 pounds per cow in the old barn, and now we're, I don't know, about 80 to 85 is where we were at. We had a little slump now, I guess, but we were able to get up to 85 pounds. That's a 25-pound increase.
Robotics are still relatively new to dairy farms in this area of Minnesota.
There's a few getting to be around here, but, you know, it isn't that many that are doing it. But, you know, all farms are getting more technology all the time with the automatic takeoffs and, you know, some of those system parlors and, you know, compared to what used to be when 50 years ago.
There are more than 60 people attending today's tour of the dairy. Many are farmers or involved in agribusiness. These attendees are hoping to get ideas from the Rolfe's dairy farm. Christy Briard from Manoman hopes to get some ideas for calf facilities. Her family dairy, Steinmetz Dairy, already has a robotic milking barn, but at this time, no robotic feeders. Sometimes it just takes that one idea to create something wonderful for the farm. Reporting Agriculture's Business from McIntosh, Minnesota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.